Problem 28. Lecture.
Now listen to a lecture on the same topic.
English uses a system of about a dozen word endings to express grammatical meaning. The ing for present time, s for possession and plurality, and the ed for the past, to mention only a few. But how and when do children learn them? Well, in a classic study by Burko in the 1950s, investigators elicited a series of forms that required the target endings. For example, a picture was shown of a bird, and the investigator identified it by saying, "This is a wug." Then the children were shown two similar birds to elicit the sentence, "There are two," and if the children completed the sentence by saying "wugs," well, then it was inferred that they had learned the S ending. Okay. Essential to that study was the use of nonsense words like wug, since the manipulation of the endings could have been supported by words that the children had already heard. In any case, charts were developed to demonstrate the gradual nature of grammatical acquisition. And the performance by children from 18 months to 4 years confirmed the basic theory of child language, that the gradual reduction of grammatical errors, that these are evidence of language acquisition. Problem 28, example question.
Describe the WUG experiment and explain why the results supported the basic theory of child language acquisition.
Problem 28. Example answer.
In English, there are several important word endings that express grammatical relationships. For example, the ED ending signals that the speaker is talking about the past, and the S ending means more than one, when it's used at the end of a noun. So when children learn English, they make errors in these endings, but they gradually refine their use until they master them. In the WUG experiment, Burko created nonsense words to get children to use endings, so the researchers could follow their development. It was important not to use real words because the children might have been influenced by a word they'd heard before. So this experiment provided data about the time it takes and the age when endings are learned. It supported the basic theory of child language that sorting out grammatical errors is a feature of the speech of 4-year-olds and a stage in language acquisition.